This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. For the third time in 2 months, the Federal Reserve has lowered short-term interest rates. After a meeting this morning, Fed policymakers issued a statement saying they were moving to lower the federal funds rate again by a quarter of a percentage point. They also lowered the less important discount rate by the same amount. They're taking the actions because of the, quote, unusual strains that remain in the financial markets. Joining us now is NPR's John Idstey. Unusual strains, John, what does that mean?
Well, it's a problem that began after the Russian default and the near collapse of that big hedge fund long-term capital management. What happened was investors were frightened. They fled to the safest place they could find, which was U.S. Treasury securities, and that caused a drying up of money available to corporations. Investors didn't want to buy corporate bonds. They didn't want to take on the debt of even very well-run and highly regarded companies. Now, the Fed's surprise rate cut in October gave investors back some confidence, and things have pretty much gotten back to normal for highly regarded companies. They're able to get access to capital now, but there remain some strains in some parts of the market. Things are still difficult for smaller, less highly rated companies, and also for companies that are packaging up mortgages and selling them. So the Fed's cut today was aimed at taking care of those remaining problems.
I see. Now, for the people who are just buying the stocks on an everyday basis, they don't really see these strains. They're encouraged by these Federal Reserve Board interest rate cuts.
Well, yeah, there seems to be a difference between the way bond investors are looking at the risks and between the way stock investors view the risks of this global turmoil that we're in. In fact, some analysts are worried that stocks might face another big correction. They came back a little bit today because the rate cut was widely expected, but we're within a stone's throw of the records that we had back in the summer. And since corporate profits aren't keeping up with this optimism, there's concern that there might be a correction. Although most economists expected this cut, nearly everyone acknowledges there is a case to be made for not lowering rates. And one of the points that people make is that there was this exuberance in the stock market. Another point is that, despite the global crisis, the U.S. economy continues to show great resiliency. Certainly, aside from the strains in the bond market, the Fed could easily have held off today. And there's a minority view that said maybe they should have.
Yeah, it should have. If you cut rates too much, the inflation rate could go up.
That's right. But here's the thing. Right now, we're in about the best inflation situation we've been in the last 30 years. Last year, consumer inflation was 1.7%. So far this year, it's running at 1.6%. So this was sort of a freebie. The Fed could take out an insurance policy against the effects of the global turmoil, and the cost of the insurance is very, very low. Now, the question is, will Brazil recover? Will Japan recover? There are still doubts out there, so it was worth taking out the insurance. Remember, if things settle down, the Fed can always raise rates if the economy takes off too much.
Good news, in short, good news for the consumers today, do you think?
Well, it means you'll have lower interest rates on things like auto loans, home equity lines of credit, and variable credit card rates. If you've got money in the bank, though, in a savings account, you're probably going to get lower rates for that.
Thanks, John. NPR's John Idstey.